Hey everybody, Mr. Maxwell here. And guess what? Somebody said, let's talk some more about history. And you know, I love history. So sure, we kind of got all over the place, but that's how I like to do things. I like to learn all topics. But history is one of my favorite. Now we know about Christopher Columbus. And he first arrived in the area currently known as North America in 1492. Now, humans had already inhabited the land for as many as 30,000 years. See, there was a land bridge, and it connected Syria to what is now known as Alaska, and it allowed humans to cross and eventually become Native Americans. Now, people made a big deal and said Christopher Columbus discovered America. Well, but he discovered America for us, in our sense. But really, people were already there. Now, following his discovery, Europeans began to establish settlements in this area. There were explorers from Spain, France, the Netherlands, and other countries. They came to see what the land had to offer. England, however, was the first country to send citizens to live there, establishing the first colony at Jamestown. Now, more colonies were soon established, particularly following the arrival of the Mayflower Pilgrims, who established Plymouth Colony in 1620. Now, this group consisted mainly of Puritans seeking the freedom to practice their religion without anybody telling them what to do. You see, that happens a lot. People start to argue because people tell them that they can't do something that they want to do. Now, in 1733, the 13 original colonies were established, and each colony was governed differently and was ruled by a governor who was chosen in England. Now, the colonists decided that they didn't like the taxes that they were being given, though, to England, so they wanted to create their own independence, and the people began to protest and boycott the British trade, highlighted by events in the Boston Tea Party. And this is when the citizens of Massachusetts destroyed tea from three British ships. And that's what started the American Revolutionary War in 1775. So this is basically a lot of history about our country and how things happen. So now you know when people talk about Columbus or Columbus Day, where it all came from.